Blog Talk Radio.
I am present, I acknowledge and accept your perfection in my life. I thank you for your gift of life and the opportunity to serve. I thank you for all the blessings I receive. I will work for good and not be led astray by error. I will acknowledge your imminent magnificence and bow worshippingly at your divine feet. Enter my world today and manifest your perfection in all that I say and do, how I think and how I treat others. Place your beautiful tube of light around me so that nothing can touch me that is not the pure light of God. Blaze the flames of protection, purification, and transmutation through my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional vehicles, freeing me from the illusion of the lower self. Allow me every opportunity to show divine love and to worship the mighty I Am presence in every moment. These words are my eternal gems, guiding me to God, the bright and dazzling light from which my eyes never wander. Beautiful God, loving God, eternal God, God everywhere, God in everyone. Amen. So be it. Thank you.
would like to have a theme to every program that we put together. And the theme today is to do with the violet flame and the importance of it. This will not take more than a few minutes. It is very important, so in this second program, I would like to talk a little bit about it, just to remind us. I was reading from a file back in 1997, which is a long time ago, about the source of violet flame. So this is a present from Almighty God that is coming to us through Saint Germain. And what it says in here is that you can heal your planet with this. Not only get rid of all the negativities, all the traumas, all the effects of abuse that we've been through, not only you can protect yourself, your children and your family, but you can also heal the planet. I just want to read the last paragraph of this to you. It says, let there be a tremendous love in your heart for all hierarchies of light, the archangels, the hosts of the Lord, those whom you have been with for so many centuries. May you then realize that few upon the earth know the formula for bringing world transmutation to this planetary home. So just pause here and think about this. Very few, although time has changed and a lot more know, but I do know that very few people remember to put violet flame into practice in their everyday life. So it says, the formula for bringing world transmutation from this planetary home is very known, is known by very people. Therefore, teach many regarding the violet flame and exercise that flame continuously. So I, on the Facebook page, which is associated with this program, I shared this file. It's only a page or so long, and also shared the picture about the violet flame that has a mantra on it. I invite you to go and have a look at it. I reshared it this morning again, so that you don't have to search through a lot of files to get to it. So, and the picture itself is saved on my Facebook page, which is Gabriel space Archangel. So you can always have a look at that and download it and share it. It is very important. It's a free gift and there is no price to be put on this. There's no value that anybody can put on this. I was reading an ebook where a person who was traumatized and abused by her father went through a 2 weeks, just 2 weeks, applying the violet flame, just showering herself all day long with violet flame and reading some simple mantras. Within 2 weeks, the effect of the traumas disappeared and she became a normal person. And up to the age of 35, she committed many times suicide, and she was suicidal in many occasions, and she just didn't want to live with that pain. So with all that said, I would like to play for you the next one, which is the Lord's Prayer, and then I tell you about the way we meditate and how important breathing is. Thank you, and thank you for joining me. So carry on with the program. invite you to take a few deep breaths. This section I will play an audio recording that will show you the way we meditate. Obviously you don't have to meditate this way, but for the sake of synchronism, I would like you to, because it's based on breathing, and breathing is so very important. Just yesterday, my dear friend Mona shared with me a video on YouTube called Breatharian Technique. This is a way of breathing, and within few days they meditate and have no food. It's basically dry fasting, no food, and they've gone for 1 year based on breathing only. So this is how important breathing is. Breathing is divine. So we take deep breaths in, and we have long exhales out. So we sit in position with one or two candles on and with an incense lit if you've got one, and just listen to this recording that will show you how to meditate with us. With your hands on your knees, make sure you have contact with ground. The palms of your hand facing up, with the middle finger touching the thumb. So here we go. Thank you for being with us.
Dear ones, I'm going to show you at this section of the program before we start the meditation. The sort of meditation that we do, which is very simple at the same time, quite powerful. And I would like you to do this meditation in this manner with me, so that we are in synchronicity with each other. But it is obviously up to you how you meditate. This is my recommendation for this program. What we do is we light up a candle and candle or two, and some incense, and we sit somewhere comfortably quiet, preferably with dimmed light, and you make sure you have good connection with the earth. Grounding is very important. You can sit on a chair, or you can sit on the floor cross-legged, but what I do ask is you make sure that your back is straight, so that all the chakras are in line, including the pineal gland chakra, your third eye chakra. It is a breathing exercise basically, but at the same time, being in a group as well, it can be very powerful and healing. You breathe through your nose and breathe all the way to your head and into all your brain cells, and down into your abdomen as deep as possible. And then the exhale is through the mouth as slow as possible. So your exhale is through the mouth as slow as possible. And you bring your attention within the center of your body, within your heart chakra. And you feel all the energies that are flowing within your body. What I usually say is, imagine that There are diamonds situated in your aura, and they are there, but we probably don't see them. But one in the sacral chakra, right within the center of your tummy, and another one just in your solar plexus under the chest bone, and then the one in the center of your head in your pineal gland area. So there are three diamonds in these areas. Imagine just like you light up the light above your head, you light them up, and you connect, as you're obviously continuing with your deep breathing exercise, you connect using a silver cord from your chakra in the center of your stomach, all the way up through all the chakras and out through the crown chakra. And this silver cord, you extend it all the way up to the heaven or our Creator God. And from below, as you started from your sacral chakra, you continue down all the way down to the center of the earth, to the crystalline heart of Mother Terra. Whether you're sitting on the floor or you're sitting on the chair, you make sure you're comfortable and you have a connection to earth. So your feet need to be connected to floor if you're sitting on the chair. This way, grounding of our body is done. The breathing is a rhythmic breathing, so your inhale and exhale gap is the same every time, and the gap between this breath and the next breath remains constant, so it's rhythmic. I don't know whether you listened to Matt Kahn's recent important teaching about breathing. What he said was that in the beginning there was the word. Obviously we all know about this. But he said, if there was no breathing, how could we utter any word? So breathing comes even before we utter any words. We can utter any words. So breathing is very important. You're breathing in God, and your exhale is a gratitude to what you're breathing. What I always also suggest, as we've been doing this with Persian-speaking people, Farsi-speaking people for a while, is imagine in your head quietly as you exhale, and your mouth, your lips are forming an O. Imagine you say the word Hu, H-U or H-O-O, Hu. And this is in the Sufi tradition the name of God, the one that has always been and the one that will always be. So with this exercise, as simple as it is, you're breathing a divine breath in, and you're exhaling gratitude and the word of God. And this is why, as simple as it is, this sort of meditation is quite powerful. And what I usually do, I start a couple of minutes of prayers and thanksgiving, and then I leave it with you to carry on for 10-15 minutes with the background music that is being played with your inner journey. Thank you. I hope I was clear about explaining this, and if not, you can always write to me or call after the meditation and I will try and explain it again. There are many types of meditation. This is the one I have taken and teach others, and I ask them to join me in all of this, in this simple breathing exercise and taking our attention to the center of our body where the flow of energy is. By the way, when we do the connection with the silver cord, our body forms a tunnel of light, we become a conduit of light. The healing energy of our Creator God flows through that conduit to the heart of Mother Terra. And this obviously emanates to all of our body and all who are on the same grid as us when we are meditating, which is everybody on the planet. I thank you, and we go on to the get prepared for our group meditation.
Just a word here about this particular week in USA before we start the meditation. It is the week of Thanksgiving in the US. But of course, it is appropriate to be thankful at any time. So here and throughout this meditation, we're always thankful for this opportunity that's given to us by our Creator God, and we pray for the peace on our planet in the Middle East. So we start with today's meditation. I hope you're ready with lights dim and your comfortable position. And we're all meditating together. Once the energy is flowing through our body, we send our love and healing to all on this planet. Just imagine you're sitting there and you're in the palms of your hands, you're holding the earth front of you. So we send all our love and healing to everybody on the planet so that we bring an everlasting peace to all our brothers and sisters on the planet. So here we go.
We sit in our comfortable position with the back straight, and we start our rhythmic breathing as I've showed you in the exercise prior to this. And we breathe through the nose into all the cells of our body, including the brain cells, as deep as you can into the abdomen. And exhale is through the mouth. And I suggested that as you making the exhale last the longest possible with your lips perhaps forming an O, in your mind say the word HU, H-U, for as long as your exhale lasts. This is an Arabic word, a Sufi word, which means the one who has been and the one who will be. When you make your exhale last long, that is your gratitude offered to our Creator. And you bring your attention within the center of your body, and you will feel the energy passing through you. We carry on with a few more deep breaths. And you bring your attention to the three chakras I mentioned, the sacral chakra in the center of your stomach, and the one in solar plexus, and the one in the center of your head, in the pineal gland area. And imagine there are three diamonds there. Perhaps there are in our aura, but most of us we can't see. Light them up as if they are the light above your head in the room. And we run a silver cord from the sacral chakra all the way up through the body, through all the chakras, and out through the crown chakra. And we extend it all the way to infinity, to Mother, Father, God, and to the company of heaven. We extend downwards from the sacral chakra down to the center of the earth, to the crystalline heart of Mother Terra. And we continue with our deep breathing, and this way a portal of light is established within our body, and it is receiving the beautiful healing energy of our Creator God. And it is nicely sent down to the heart of Mother Terra. Now open up your hearts and let's hold hand in hand from our hearts and extend the circle around the planet Earth. And send your love to all who are suffering, to all who suffered in the France attack. And we send our love to the soul of the deceased. We send our blessings to all of them. We send our love to the aggressor too, to the ones who are behind this coward act. We send them love and light so that they can find their way to light too. I thank you all for this gathering. Most of all, we thank our Father, Mother, God for this beautiful co-creation. And we thank all the ascended masters, all the angelic and archangelic brothers and sisters, all the company of heaven, and all the galactic brothers and sisters who have been here for a number of years, have been helping us from the other side of the veil. On this grid of consciousness, we are all as important as one another. So let this energy that is flowing through our hearts be spread all across the grid to everybody on the planet, to all the leaders, especially the ones in the Middle East who are in their illusional ideas that what they're doing is God's work. We shine our lights into the hearts so that they can find their way back to God too. I leave the rest of this meditation for 10-15 minutes for you to continue with your inner journeys. And don't forget, deep breathing, rhythmic breathing, and the word who, and also your gratitude for all that you are. Thank you.
I bless you all for joining me in this meditation. We always aim for healing and peace for all our brothers and sisters on the planet. If you feel like you want to continue with the video meditation, you can just turn the sound off and continue with your meditation. I stay around for another 15-20 minutes in case somebody would like to share an opinion with me. Anything that is beneficial to the program is greatly appreciated. There is a gentleman online, or person online. His number ends, or her number ends, with 6076. Just see if they have anything they want to share. Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Not really. I can't really hear what you're saying, but I'm just listening.
Okay, sure. Carry on.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. What I would like to say at this time is that Blog Talk Radio is very limited for what we're doing. What we really need is a proper radio. That is not possible at the moment for a simple man like me and with limited resources. I'll explain again the way the program goes. I start the program always at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. The first half an hour I spend on an opening prayer, and usually a short talk just to remind them the theme of the prayer for that day. And also, then I play them an audio recording that shows everybody how to meditate in the way I do. And this is mainly for those who have just joined us and are not familiar with this sort of meditation. So if you are familiar, basically, with what I do in the first half an hour of the program, you can always join me just before the meditation starts, which is 30 minutes after I stopped. So that would be 3:30 Eastern Time or 12:30 Western Time. And we are living in a time where there are still many problems in our world, although rapidly changing, thank God. And I felt that we can all play a role and do our own bit for bringing the new realities to our planet Earth which is the golden age of Gaia. So this is the reason why I started this, although I have been doing this for a number of months with the Persian-speaking community, which I still do on Wednesdays. Now I do this on Saturdays for the brothers and sisters who can understand me in English. So thank you for joining me, and I'll stay around for another 10-12 minutes if anybody would like to share anything, any opinions, any suggestions. Will be most welcome. Thank you. To remind you that if anybody needs healing for themselves, for any of the members of the family or friends, you're most welcome. If I have the first name of the person and the age and whereabouts in the world they are, that is enough. We can do energy healing with the group here after the meditation is finished, and in my own spare time I will send healing energy to them as well. Or you can write to me, write to my email address aa.gabriel110@hotmail.com. I would be happy to be at your service. Thank you. Okay, dear ones, until next Saturday, where we join together again in meditation and prayer for the peace for our planet. I say goodbye to you all. Thank you.